This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is another potential thing that's on the table. How high is it on the board? I don't think it's tops. I think these other position players we've been talking about, Mike, are probably higher. But if you're going to tell me this draft takes a curve and all of a sudden guys are sitting there that you didn't expect.
Right.
One of these top receivers, Penix.
Right.
The edge guys. Maybe the best corner is sitting there.
I'll take Roma Dunze a million times before I take Penix.
And you've got to make a decision. Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah. But there's no reason to draft a quarterback right now, guys, other than you guys just don't like Cousins. All right. That's
How can you not like him?
Yeah, because he's not Mike Vick. I got these nitwits.
Oh, God.
No, we don't need to draft a quarterback, guys. And by the way, if we're going to draft a quarterback, let's get the quarterback that everybody wants, which would be dual threat, which Penix isn't, okay? He showed more mobility than people expected in his pro day and at the combine, but he's a pocket passer.
He is, but Mike, that's what they want. It's why they got Cousins.
But you are
it's what they want. They don't necessarily want a guy that can do all these other things. They need a guy that can win in the pocket.
And Zach Robinson, that's certainly his guy. But here's the thing: if Kirk Cousins does well, Zach Robinson won't even be here in 2 years. He'll be a head coach somewhere. So I mean, as we said, let's just focus on this year. Let's focus on the here and now. I don't need a guy sitting on the bench and wasting a first-round pick. Oh, especially the NFL is going to take a second-rounder away from me next year.
So you're out on this?
No freaking way. You know me. You know where I stand on this.
So you're a definite no on this?
No, not just no. Hell no.
Okay. RJ.
If you want to take in the sixth round or the fifth round Jordan Travis or Joe Milton, sure. And then they can watch Kirk Cousins. That's all Michael Penix is going to do.
Yeah. RJ says, I can see the Falcons taking Penix only if they truly think he's a long-term answer. He says if we're drafting in the top 10 next year, something truly went wrong. So maybe we need to see it as a long-term investment.
Come on.
That's RJ.
You got 3 years to win a Super Bowl. Forget the fourth year. Guys, what are you watching? Yeah, I'm looking forward to, what is this, 2027. No, you're not. Nobody gives a rat's patootie about 2027. Try to win the Super Bowl now, here, right now, starting with this season. Come on. Clear out your headgear, guys. Edge rush, corner.
RJ's on to something here.
Please. RJ's smoking the funny stuff.
RJ is on to something. If you see him as the long-term answer, Mike, have conviction with your pick like they did with Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
We don't care what the world thinks about drafting a running back. We're taking him anyway.
Yes, tremendous talent, which was underutilized by our head coach, who's no longer here. If you're going to get a quarterback, you do it when you need a quarterback. You don't do it now. And it was dumb for the Packers to do it when they did it. Gutenkutz.
Well, it was only dumb because Aaron Rodgers didn't know. No, he was pissed off about it.
But it was stupid. You should have gotten more. What they needed back then was more linebackers, more edge, more offensive line to help when Bakhtiari broke down every other week.
But can
that
we
was
be
so
honest?
Stupid on their part.
But let's be honest. As soon as they drafted the kid, What did Aaron Rodgers do? MVP.
Right.
Seriously.
But that's a them soap opera. You know, you got an egomaniac quarterback who's threatening to quit every other year. That's on you.
All that stuff that he said he needed, he didn't need. He went out and won the MVP twice.
Would you have panics and Cousins going to be MVP next year?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, Cousins, unlike Aaron Rodgers, Cousins seems like a guy you want to have a freaking beer with. Okay?
Well, that's true. That's true. I agree with that.
Guys, there is no reason. You need to get a starting corner. You need to beef up your edge rush. You're telling me? Nah, you know, I'm going to go quarterback. And then what are you going to do in the second round? Your wide receiver? Okay, great. Who's going to play freaking defense this year? We have, you know who's starting right now opposite A.J. Terrell? Nobody. A guy that didn't even play football. Right now, look at the depth chart. It's dudes who haven't played football in 2 years. Mike, this guy's been on 5 teams in 3 years.
Mike, you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday to solve all these issues.
Yeah, you better
issues.
Get a starter. You better get that right.
I mean, you got multiple days here.
Carl, can I give you some numbers real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Jordan Love and Patrick Mahomes both drafted in the first as future starters. If your guy is still there, get him. That's from AZ. AZ, go ahead. What's the numbers?
Okay. The Atlanta Falcons had 41 sacks last year.
Okay.
13 of those sacks are no longer on the roster.
Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell.
If we do some simple math.
Yeah. Grady was hurt too. Go ahead.
Okay. That leaves you in the 20s for total sacks on this team. You know where that ranks you in the NFL?
Last.
Dead last.
Yeah, we know. We've been living there. There was a year we had 17 sacks.
And how many games did you win?
I can't believe you're giving up your man crush on Latu for Michael Penix.
I'm not giving up anything. You want to know a curveball? You said they're going to do something different? Here it is.
They've never traded down
here
in their history.
If you want to say, I know they're going to do something crazy because that's what the Falcons do. Well, guess what? What if I told you they like Michael Penix enough to draft him at 8?
Well, that's asinine. And then Terry Fontenot has no idea what he's doing.
Whoa, seriously.
Then Fontenot has no idea what he's doing.
What do you mean? What if everybody in the room agrees, Mike, and they all agree on this guy?
Well, then this collaboration is a fail. This collaboration is a disaster.
Because they didn't do what you wanted.
No, because everybody in the world knows we're the worst pass rushing team in the friggin' league.
And here's the other part of this. And everybody in the world wants to automatically put Dallas Turner the guy.
No.
Everybody in the world wants to put Dallas Turner as the guy that we're going to draft. To your point.
That's a mock draft. So the so-called experts are not in our war room. If you can trade down
exactly.
and get value.
They're not in the war room, they don't know what they're thinking.
But trading down and drafting a quarterback who's coming off 2 knee injuries who you don't know when he's going to play when you've got a 3-year window to win a Super Bowl makes no sense. If there's no sense of urgency with the Falcons in the next 2 years, then they are all idiots. Then they're morons. Then they have no business running the front office. Why did you give Kirk Cousins $100 million? Oh, so that I can support him by what? By drafting a quarterback to watch him. No, by having somebody on the field to get the quarterback of the other team on the ground.
Ben Hill Trill says you got a 36-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles. He could also be cut in 2 seasons. What are you doing? Penix would be a proud insurance policy to a backup. It's 36, and we're not sure.
Yeah, you guys now want a quarterback. Now you want to draft a backup quarterback. Brilliant. Your hatred for Cousins has now clouded your mind so much that you must take Michael Penix with the first overall
pick. Our listeners are making total sense here. These guys have thought about it, Mike. They put thought behind it. They're simply laying out the truth.
Now, the truth is there's no truth here, guys. It's ridiculous. And you're just playing. By the way, you're playing this, and you're telling me
Ben Hill Trill is right. He's 36 coming off of Achilles. I want Cousins to be successful.
So why don't we cut
Cousins? But he could be cut in 2 years, and then what are you doing?
So that's the plan. So we brought Cousins in. You're not even making sense. You're not even making sense.
Pick 8. I'm making total sense.
You're not
pick 8.
You know what? Just stop. Stop this with the don't encourage these idiots with the Penix nonsense.
A.J. Terrell is going to tear both of his hamstrings,
I'm telling you, they like him. I'm not
Carl.
Saying they're going to. If they like him,
they
may
don't
draft
like him.
Him.
They want other teams to think they like him so we can get more value when somebody trades up to us.
Okay.
I'm telling you, A.J. Terrell is going to tear both of his hamstrings because he's going to be asked to cover guys for 7 and 8 seconds because nobody's getting to the freaking quarterback.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, you get Friday, you get Saturday, you get all weekend. Yeah. You got all weekend to solve all of this. Mm-hmm. Let's get past Thursday night. That's going to be one stinking pick. You have multiple picks in this draft. Mm-hmm. Relax. Mike's been saying all along, you've got guys in the second and third round who could be picked as an edge guy that you should be interested in. And all you guys are focused on is this?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm focused on. This.
Sure
exactly
am.
Exactly right. And they can do all those things you said. Right now, let's take a look at our depth chart. A.J. Terrell opposite Clark Phillips. Remember that New Orleans game? Not so great. Then we've got D. Alford, Mike Hughes, Kevin King. I don't even know who Antonio Hamilton Sr. is.
Who is he?
I don't know. Was he in... Was he in penitentiary? No, that was Leon. That was Leon Isaac Kennedy. Oren, do you know who this dude is?
See, you know what? I got to thank the listeners right now. You people, you listeners,
what do you, mean, you
Dukes and Bell listeners are really smart. This guy says, technically, if your quarterback is there at 8, you consider it.
You just drafted your quarterback for the next 3 years, people.
Thank you for thinking out loud, people.
You guys are morons.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.